Craig.
Okay, do you remember how maybe they used to say that and they wanted to maybe talk a little nicer or something? Any other ways of saying that besides pregnant? I say she's...
I see what they used to say. They used to that. They don't talk that like... Talk now like they used to. I didn't know nothing about that when I come on.
Uh-huh.
When I come on, I was hiding and didn't know nothing. That's a crazy person. Children know it all now.
You mean when you didn't actually know about
nothing about how babies should be born or nothing.
Is that right?
No,
even after you were married?
That's right.
Is that right?
Sure didn't mind. No, I didn't know. I thought calling a doctor, that was just it. You just, them time, you know, they let Nancy have it cold.
Sure.
Shot the doors up, you couldn't see out of them, you cracked them, and had to call herself the best doctor in the plains. We left living out there on the farm. Mama was, and I went home, you know, so she could wait on me.
Sure.
Dr. Zed come out there, and me and sat outside the window, and read the paper. And I was just having fit.
The doctor read the paper?
Read the newspaper. Give me a shot and I read the paper. And then, you know, I had to do something there.
It was mercy. Well, what about a woman that maybe is not a doctor that helps out then?
Well, from then on, I had midwives.
Mm-hmm.
I see I had to have them. I only getting a doctor and be proud.
Sure. Well, do they have any of them around now?
I think one or two.
If you want to ask somebody how many times about something, you might say, how do you go to town? What word would you put in there if you want to know whether they went every week or twice a week? How?
I didn't go to town once a week.
Yeah. How, would you say how often?
How often do you go to town?
Okay. And if you're talking with a friend and he says, I'm not going to do something, and you agree with him that that's not a good idea, you might say, I'm not going to vote for that guy. And you might say, well...
I'm gonna vote.
All right. Well, you might say I am gonna vote for him. But if he says that he's not gonna vote for him, and you're agreeing with him that you're not gonna vote for him either, you might say, well, me.
I'm not gonna vote for him.
Yeah. And somebody else might say, well, me neither, or me.
Me either.
Okay. This part of your face is your
forehead.
And if a man goes to the barber, you might say he wants to get his
hair cut.
Or if he doesn't shave.
I shave.
Uh-huh. And if he doesn't shave around here, he's growing a
beard.
Okay. And if somebody's hunting for the pencil and they've got it sticking up here, you might say, well, it's right behind
you.
Okay. And if he you want to tell him it's the one on this side, you'd say it's your...
right or your left.
Okay. And if somebody is mumbling, one of the children maybe, and you can't understand what they're saying, you might say, well, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth and I can understand what you say.
All right. And if a baby starts coughing when he's eating or something, you might say he's got a... look, he's got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
Okay, and this whole part of your body you call your